This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, our hearts are mourning for Orlando, Florida, a community that has been attacked by, well, the totalitarians. Well, I guess you would say army of ISIS. Welcome to the show. This is a very special show. We have Scott Bennett with us. He is the author of Shell Game, and you probably know Scott Bennett very well if you've been listening to Agenda 21 Radio for at least the last year or so. We've gotten tons of information from Scott, and we're sort of leading the charge here with Scott and his information, trying to get out, some of the dots, if you will, and start connecting those dots to people like Hillary Rodham Clinton, which we've done pretty successfully here in the first hour. This is the second hour of an interview with Scott. And, Scott, I didn't want to leave anything on the table with Hillary Rodham Clinton out there, but there was a news article that came out today, I understand, that claims that the Saudis are still funding, in large part, her campaign.
Well, this is the perfect storm, the implosion, where the Saudis are throwing her under the bus, she's clawing and scratching to throw them under the bus, and Obama is being dragged in into this road warrior entanglement of wires and shards of metal and all sorts of blood and guts. This story just came out today, June 14th, on Tuesday, and it says, Saudi Arabia, key funder of Clinton campaign report. The Saudi defense minister says Riyadh has funded as much as 20% of the money the U.S. presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton has spent to court voters, according to a report. Mohammed bin Salman's remarks were published and later deleted by Jordan's official Petra news agency. The website claimed on Tuesday that it had been hacked and that the item had been fabricated. The report, however, has been republished by the Washington-based Institute for Persian Gulf Affairs. So this story just coming out, that Saudi Arabia has sponsored the Hillary Clinton campaign, paid for 20% of the money that U.S. presidential hopeful Clinton has spent to court voters has come from Saudi Arabia. So this whole Saudi Arabia needs to stop funding terrorism, it's all contrived. It's all false. We know that. So we're now seeing Hillary Clinton and the Saudis, and the Saudis will react in a very hysterical way. They are totally emotionally unbalanced people. So when they feel or get the impression that they're being thrown under the bus, even though Clinton is going to say, hey, this is part of a plan, just go with it.
You just go,
just
with,
go
it.
With it so I can get in and then I can back off. They're not going to go that way because they don't think that way. They're going to explode with a hysteria that's going to cause all sorts of snowball effects.
Let me hold you up here for a second, and so that, ladies and gentlemen, you can get yourselves in context here, because it was yesterday that Donald Trump literally flushed out Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she came out in a speech in Cleveland, Ohio, and essentially this is what she said, and I won't be paraphrasing anything to it. It says, the third area that demands attention is preventing radicalization and countering efforts by ISIS and other international terrorist networks to recruit in the United States and Europe, Clinton said. For starters, it is long past time for the Saudis, the Gutters, and the Kuwaitis and others to stop their citizens from funding extremist organizations. So they're getting, she's getting a blowback today from that, from those statements. That's where this is all coming from.
It's all in the news. It's all reported. It's all in black and white. We've known it since 2012. Brad brought it in 2007, 2008, and was imprisoned in 2009. And then we reported it ever since. And it's now coming out in the alternative media and in foreign media and RT and press TV. And now we see, of course, that the saddest thing, of course, is that the ramifications of these Syria pivot wars, the destruction of Libya, and all this terrorist financing that Saudi Arabia has done, that we've known about, that Hillary Clinton was promised hush money for, just leave us alone and we'll pay for 20% of your campaign and get your and pay you millions, I mean a billionaire, all of that is treason. I mean, everything else that Hillary Clinton and pedophile Billy Bob has done, it pales in comparison to this. Because they've destroyed the world of the Middle East, and they've caused all these human refugees and migrants and terrorists and savages and Wahhabi boy-raping beheaders to go up into Europe, to go up into the pristine European green lands of Germany, of Britain, of France, of Sweden, of Denmark, of Norway, and absolutely squat and destroy and rape and pillage up there. All ushered in by Angela Merkel, all ushered in by Hillary, George Soros, and we see what they've done to Europe. And I think it's going to cause a major civil war in Europe. The EU is breaking apart. Britain is separating from it. And the rest of humanity in Europe is standing up saying, are we going to tolerate being raped and abused by these Bedouin, savage, Wahhabi camel lovers? Or are we going to throw them off as the Vikings, as the Celts, as the Germanics we were and are and always will be, and reclaim our Christian heritage, our Christian country, and we will not be enslaved by these people. And the only country that's giving them backing to do that, I think, is Russia. And I think Iran and China, and by their stepping in and trying to take control of Syria and destroy these ISIS elements, while the U.S. under Obama and Clinton and Kerry have been funding the ISIS elements, we see clearly who's on the right side of history and who's not.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that when you take a look at ISIS and you take a look at the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, the operative group of the Muslim Brotherhood here in the United States, their Nazi connections are just undeniable. And yeah, when you start taking a look at the hot spots that we've created in the United States around the world, let's take a look at the Ukraine. You know, it's been our CIA operations working with the Nazis in the Ukraine that have developed the problems that so you're putting Nazis in the back door of Islamic Nazis, if you want to call them Nazi Islamics, in the back door of Russia, which is certainly not appreciated by Putin. There's no question about that. And then you have those, they're being placed all around the world here in the United States. more so now because we have ISIS. These are direct links to the lineage of the Nazis back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, and has been nonstop. And I think if you start mentioning Nazis in Russia, you get a little bit testy.
Well, granted, they lost more people in World War II than any other country combined, or all the countries combined, millions and millions. I can't remember the exact number, but of course they get infuriated. Martha Trowbridge has done a lot of wonderful job analyzing the Nazi connection. The Nazi connection to Obama is incredibly stark, and it illustrates his whole artificial birth certificate argument that's going around. So she's exposed a lot of the Nazi connection in the United States, in the Obama administration, as well as its connection to, you know, Merkel and the Ukrainian situation and elsewhere. We see a lot of his very sketchy connections and trips to Argentina, and I won't go down too much of the rabbit hole, but it's there.
It's there. And this is a big concern, that you have the ideology that's actually being supported now by our own CIA in the United States of America, and through President Barack Hussein Obama, of course. But
well,
we're coming up to a break.
Hang on, Scott.
We got a break coming up. But I'd like to kind of cover some of this territory, because it certainly explains what's going on with Putin and others around the world as they look at the United States of America and what we're doing with Nazi terrorists.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a little reminder, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And, boy, a lot of things going on in the world right now. And we're very happy to have with us Scott Bennett. And Scott is giving us some information here by way of Skype and clacking at the keys here. But, Scott, we left off talking about basically the Nazi terrorists that we have really in our midst, which is ISIS.
Yeah, the Nazi in the mist is ISIS, and the common tactic that they are using, of course, is very similar to the Reichstag fire, to Operation Northwoods, to Operation Gladio, where they are engineering false flags or artificially generated attacks for the purposes of corralling and herding the masses into political control. And we see this with the Orlando operation that just went down. that I just did a show with Fetzer discussing that, Jim Fetzer, and it's still pouring in, but there's a lot of people that are really pouncing on that quickly. And that's the key, is when these things happen within 24, 48 hours,
right,
you need to get all the information, all the camera footage, all the MapQuest stuff that you can before it's scrubbed or changed. And that'll put them in panic mode, the bad guys, to run and drop things. And there you've got the smoking gun that they drop. So the Orlando shooting, I won't go into too much of the detail, but you know, there may be more than one shooter, a guy holding the door. There are people walking in the opposite direction on video towards the club instead of away. The strangeness is there, and it's what is it designed to do? I think it's backfiring because they didn't anticipate one certain thing, and that is the gay community. This is obviously an attempt to try and galvanize the gay community on the side of Hillary Clinton and gun control.
Right.
If you're not with us, if you're not with the gays, then you're with the terrorists and the guys who shoot up gay clubs. I can see that stark stupidity coming out. However, gay men are very smart. They're very athletic. They're very strong. They're not all these effeminate, woman-like, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or whatever those shows are where they're very, very effeminate. No, some of these guys, I've met a lot of them, and I lived in California. I've been around them all my life. I don't have anything against gay men. I don't practice it, and I don't believe it's morally, religiously right. However, I don't believe anybody should be allowed to go in and kill people in a club. But these gay men are not cowards or weaklings or effeminate. They're very sturdy, burly, Adonis-type guys. And they would have stood up and fought against some of this and not just simply be corralled into a bathroom and shot up like chattel. So I think that's gonna backfire. If it did happen, it indeed happened the way they said it happened, then the gays are probably going to incline toward Trump and say, hey, if you want to give us guns to protect ourselves, we want you as president. Hillary Clinton, you're not going to take guns away from us because we're never going to allow this sort of thing to happen again. We're never going to allow ourselves to be found without a weapon to defend ourselves against one of these fanatic psychopaths who may be a CIA MK Ultra person. He could be a Wahhabi savage Muslim guy who just had a religious, overflow of resentment. That's still pouring in. But I think they're going to incline to Trump, and he's played it very well.
He has. You know, I have to say that as I started to look at the evidence, and, you know, I'm like you, trained, I've been doing this, like, for a long time. Anytime there's a false flag, of course, the Sandy Hook was the classic example of a false flag in which no one died. It's pretty obvious. And I know I get the blowback from a lot of, what do you mean no one died? Well, no one died. Look at the evidence. Just a few things will just kind of tip you off, especially with me, because I'm a trained expert in school evacuation systems and so on. So to me, it was pretty much like a no-brainer. It took a while to develop the evidence. But this critical evidence that's coming in right now for the next, even 24 or 36 hours is going to continue to be critical in the assessment that's going on. I agree with you. This is clearly a false flag operation. Now, doesn't mean people didn't die, but what I'm saying is it's a distraction.
Yes.
It's clearly a distraction playing out on the one in the one world order world, I guess you can say, because across the pond, you have some big problems going on. And quite frankly, as I start to look at this whole thing that's happening, like with Clinton, and I look at the Bilderbergs, and I look at what's going on in the EU, I see that they want their borders back. We've got Great Britain. They want it back. And of course, with that, they'll have border control. They'll have control of their own borders. They'll have their own state autonomy. I think that really what's happening is you're seeing them unraveling right now in front of our eyes of this whole one world order business in which they want to come in as totalitarians and destroy our country. And you got Donald Trump as a problem. You got Great Britain as a problem. You got Russia as a problem that's stepping up and starting to challenge now more than ever before. And the evidence is coming out. So I think this false flag that happened in Orlando is a complete distraction about what's going on over in Great Britain.
Well, Kevin Barrett penned a good article in Veterans Today in which he identified the positive light that Muhammad Ali had generated over the past week and how the masses of people had been reinclining their eyes towards Muhammad Ali and reexamining Islam and really starting to see the fractures between Islam, Shia, Iranian, Persian Islam, and the Saudi Arabian Wahhabi Salafist Islam. They were also looking with fresh eyes at the Palestinian-Israeli oppression, and you see Israel behaving in a Gestapo Nazi-like manner, and we've seen them drop white phosphorus bombs on Palestinians, which is against the rules of war. It's akin to torture, and people were re-examining and looking at this. And the moment they did, the moment the Muhammad Ali thing was kicking off, is this engineered, contrived attack on the Orlando gay club occurred. And everybody's eyes automatically brought back over to the radical Muslim terrorist personality boogeyman. So they've got all the mainstream media saying, look over here, another Muslim wacko. Conveniently claims allegiance to ISIS, conveniently gets two guns the week of the event, supposedly, and goes in and kills a bunch of people, and then he dies. And then also a Christian singer girl was killed a day before that.
Yeah.
And then supposedly some guy in California was stopped with a car full of guns as part of a plot to a gay parade. Now, I don't know if the California thing is PSYOP, is to pull people away. We're still looking at that. But this Orlando thing, you're right, Paul. It does have the mark of a contrived, generated thing. Europe, you're right, is falling apart. But it's going to re-tribalize and stand up. And here's one thing to know about Europe, and you probably know this very well. But I come from Europe. I was born in Scotland. I've got relatives in Scotland and also some in Germany. And there's one interesting thing about the Germans. The Germans are basically the heart and the owners and the controllers of this European Union sort of operation and the economic, you know, financing operations. And yes, you have a lot of Rothschild and other big banks in there. But the Germans are not liked by the British. They're not liked by the French. They're not liked necessarily by the Italians because of the cold, stoic engineering mannerisms that they have, and that is going to encourage the splitting off and the disintegration of the EU, because where there's no real personality bonding of character or cultures, then there's really nothing, no glue that's being the adhesive
right
to keep their union together. And I think that's being accelerated, that corrosion is being amplified by these Muslim Wahhabi invaders that the United States has allowed in.
Yep. Hang on, Scott. We got a break coming up. We come back. More of Scott Bennett here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here with Scott Bennett, and we're talking about the European Union and what's happening in Europe. And I guess you can say it's the tear down and breakdown and the rebuilding of Europe that we're starting to see as we have all these invaders from the Middle East, primarily men that have been coming from countries that have been sort of blown up by ISIS in the United States, that have migrated now to Europe, and they're overwhelming Germany and they're overwhelming the EU, if you will, and a lot of these countries such as Great Britain, Italy, I know is one, I think maybe even Spain, are wanting to break away at this point from the European Union. And the totalitarians, the guys in charge, the Bilderbergs, the One World Order people, they don't want that. No, they're fighting that. And we're talking about, was Orlando a false flag to distract from that and other things that are going on right now? One of them was an interesting one you brought up about Muhammad Ali, who was, I believe, a Sufi Muslim, which is not anything remotely related to a Salafist or a Sunni Muslim or radical. Of course, Muhammad Ali was Muhammad Ali, and he was a great human being. And, of course, that distraction away from Sunni Muslims would be a huge one. And it was playing badly, I think, with the One World Order folks. But anyway, be it as it may, you were talking about this resurgence of what might be happening in Europe with the Europeans wanting to take back their countries.
Well, the Europeans are very smart, very very loving people. They're very confident. They're a different breed, a different culture. They've got old history, thousands of years, and that has a gravitational condensing effect on their identity. There's an effervescence. There is a love of culture and their history that really energizes them in a celebratory way. We don't have that in the United States. I mean, us as conservatives, we do, because we cherish our founding fathers and the exceptionalism and the freedom. But we've seen that corroded by the rust of liberalism and the Democrat totalitarian party, also amplified by George Bush and Dick Cheney and the neoconservatives that were the Nazi element in the past 15 years. But we've not since Reagan have we really celebrated life and freedom in America. And I know the Reagan years. I grew up those times, and they were the best times in this country. Europe has always been different and effervescence. And I remember traveling. I was in Denmark. I was in Britain. I was all over, and I loved it. I enjoyed the spirit there. And now it saddens me to levels I cannot express with words, Paul, when I imagine the once pristine white marble cities and green lush parks and areas of bliss where, you know, the Europeans could go and do nude bathing, for example, nude sunbathing. There was no issue. And things that were very, you know, liberal and free in one good sense of the word, they can no longer do because these hordes, these walking zombie parades of savage Muslim Wahhabi terrorist rapists and pillagers are marching into Europe under the guise of refugee resettlement. You owe us. We have a right to come into your country. We have a right to squat and sit down on the corner and send our wives that we're dragging along like donkeys out to beg. And we are going to smoke cigarettes and go to the mosque and collect welfare checks until we try and breed you out of existence or push you out. That's essentially what they're doing. And the politicians who are schizophrenic are out of their minds. And now what happens in that case? You have a revolution. Let's not forget, America's revolution was triggered by a variety of events, one of which was the insanity of King George and the insanity and the arrogance of the policies of the British Parliament that was flippantly and disrespectfully consigning the American colonies to beasts of burden. And they threw that off and they had a revolution and they won. And I think the same thing is going to happen to Europe, but with a much more furious resentment,
right?
Because their women are being raped and their children are being raped and pillaged and their country is being graffitied and burned down. And now is the time that real men are going to stand up and separate themselves from that.
Yeah, I see the Europeans, you know, especially is going to take this leadership of what's going on in Great Britain to remove itself and reestablish its own borders again, which I think is kind of interesting. And I tell the story all the time that I happened to be there that night, the very night, traveling from Germany into Zurich, Switzerland, and I was on the train in which it was the very first time in which the border was stood down. And it was amazing because we pulled up right in front of the border patrol people and the racks where they used to do all the taking all the luggage apart and all that stuff, and they were stood down for the first time. And it was a epic moment, you know, looking back on it now especially. But, you know, the one thing that I bring up when I talk about this issue is that you have a lot of people who don't have the institutional memory to understand what it was like to be border patrol, to do the border guarding on their own border. So they have to reestablish that. And it's been kind of interesting. I can see as I watch some of the videos and read some of the stories, they're trying to establish, you know, what are the protocols at this point. I have a feeling that it's going to get to be kind of bloody protocols at some point.
Well, we already see the Eastern European countries taking lead, and we said that from the beginning that they would, because the communist Russian institutional memory that they have
is still clear,
which is very strong. They're now resorting to is their primal instincts, and we've already seen them instantly erecting fences around certain countries. And saying, no, you will not come into this country, period. And the Germans and the French and all these effeminate, castrated EU Brussels types are saying, oh, wait a minute. We have to share it. And these Eastern post-Soviet countries are saying, screw you. We're not letting them in because we love our people and our culture. And we've been put into positions of political power to defend our people, not to defend the EU. We are not doing what's good for the EU. We are doing what's good for Hungary. We're doing what's good for Romania. We're doing what's good for the Czech Republic. We're doing what's good for Latvia and Lithuania and Slovakia. Those countries are standing up with a raw manhood, boldness, and warrior survival instinct and saying, you savage, boy-raping, Wahhabi, Salafi, Muslim terrorists are not going to come in here. The moment you cross the line is the moment you're going to die. Or you're going to be shipped onto a boat and sent back somewhere, maybe to Saudi Arabia. Go back to your own country, your own people. The rest of Europe needs to follow that lead if they want to survive.
Yeah, it looks like Great Britain is going to do that. And obviously, I think the vote's going to go in their way to, or in their favor, to break away from the EU. So anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Scott Bennett coming up.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett. We've been talking about a whole wide range of things. What really prompted it was the admission by Hillary Rodham Clinton, or at least her coming out and openly, publicly slamming Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Kuwait about, contributing to terrorism. Go figure. Now, keep in mind, it was the Saudis that gave her $25 million for the Clinton Foundation, and the other two countries, $5 million each. Or the Clinton Foundation. And it doesn't seem like the Saudis are too happy about that. But we've got Scott here because Scott has sort of been the whistleblower, in his book Through the Shell Game. And we wanted to bring this to everybody's attention, what all the ramifications are. We're now moving on to the EU. And I wanted a quick comment because we're starting to see, I was getting this information, my finance people have been telling me to watch what's going on in Germany. It looks like Germany's checking out. Financially, Scott.
Yeah. Germany's trying to hold together countries that are like herding cats with a serious flea population problem. Cats infested with fleas, and they're nasty, they're biting, they're scratching, and they're running around trying to control the horror of the itch. And the fleas, of course, are these Muslim, Salafi, Wahhabi, Saudi Arabians, and North Africans and Pakistanis that are flooding the country. It's not Syrians who are broken and gone from their homes and have nothing. There are a few of those, and it's very sad. But the vast majority of these people are just looking to infect Europe, are looking for a free welfare state to rape and pillage and conquer in the name of their version of Islam. And Germany is finding itself impossibly challenged because no human society will allow it. And you have these just fanatic psychopaths in Germany saying, well, we must let them in or else we will be inbreeding. So these German politicians have the gall to say to their own people, we need to let these Muslim savages in who don't respect women, who throw acid in women's faces, who have no cultural affinity to the German women. We need to let them come in and breed with us or else we'll be a bunch of hills have eyes, inbreds.
Yeah,
that,
you know, that
sort of statement causes, if I was in Germany, I would rise up with a Pegida movement. I'd rise up with a new political movement and say, you no longer represent anything that's German. You no longer represent anything that's Britain or Scandinavian because you are looking to destroy the core of our whole cultural identity and history. You're now looking to blend in the colors of Africa and the Middle East into our cultural
and it's not going to work
design, and we're not going to allow it.
Yeah. I want to pivot quickly because we only have a couple minutes here, a few minutes to talk about what's going on up there in Oregon, because this is obviously something you and I have worked quite extensively on, the whole Oregon situation. So your comments about what's happening now currently.
Well, they've tried to lump all these guys into a major prosecution. I have seen some of the counts dismissed, which is a good thing, and I think more of them may be dismissed. They've tried to, as the government usually does, try and throw in 1,000 charges in the hope that one will stick. But it's been a lot of tragedy with these guys who were going up to Oregon, occupying the Malheur Refuge, which is essentially a cabin in the middle of the wilderness tundra, and simply set up a camping operation. And there's all sorts of black flag CIA sneakiness going on.
Right.
You know this better than anyone, right, Paul. And that all culminated in the death of Lavoy Finicum. And I put some articles up trying to capture the death of Finicum. And now we see men like Michael Emery, who was a radio show host who was up there. They've indicted him. They entrapped him with a gun charge. He was a gunsmith. And they had entrapped him by sending an agent to try and get him to manufacture a weapon. And then when he sort of backed out of the deal, then they pounced on him. Then they've now invented a charge and called him a terrorist. So Michael Emery, who was up there as the voice of Idaho, was taken down. And he's trying to fight his way out, as everybody else is up there. But, you know, this tells us as Americans, we are not in a time of peace and flowers and joy and happiness. We're in a time where the Nazi Gestapo government and the totalitarians like Hillary Clinton are coming in with blood on their hands, and they're looking to crush and control and emasculate any spirit of American pioneer, rugged independence, separatism, individuality, independence. That cannot be tolerated, and it's going to be jackbooted under the Gestapo thugs of the federal agencies, FBI, Homeland Security, CIA, which we need to go back to our states, our state government representatives, our state and county sheriffs, to redefine our lines of separation, redefine the Constitution. And I applaud you, Paul, because no one does it quite as good as you do.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to come up to the music. I'll tell you, these last 2 hours have just blitzed on by. We could talk forever. And I really appreciate you being on the show. When we come back, we've got about another minute or so, which we can kind of wrap this whole thing up. So we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Bennett. You do not want to leave till the show's over. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty, food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Bennett, and we only have about 90 seconds to close it out. Scott, your thoughts going forward right now about Hillary Clinton and her prospects? You have about 30 seconds.
Well, everybody should educate themselves with the report on Shell Game, the whistleblowing report that Brad and I produced, and that is at just Google Shell Game by Scott Bennett, or go to the website www.armypsyop.wix.com/Scott Bennett, and there's a Facebook page up there. But Hillary Clinton and the UBS Swiss Bank connection to Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, Roger Zackheim, Covington and Burling, Obama, all of that is coming out and showing that the Saudis and the Qataris and the Kuwaitis, as well as a variety of others in the Gulf nations, have all been involved in terrorist financing, the Benghazi gun-running operation in Syria, and the Syria destabilization and the movement of these mass refugees from northern Africa and the Middle East up into Europe, and the same planned operation for the United States. So we're in a last stage of tyranny where the police state is going to be tried to be erected quickly. Our response is to destabilize it quickly from the grassroots level.
Absolutely. Listen, Scott, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. We have to close it out now, ladies and gentlemen. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. That's our new URL that's up there. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, it's paul@agenda21radio.com. Don't be confused by that. paul@agenda21radio.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.